Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my Christian and Muslim friends. Today, you will hear the most important offer you can ever receive. God wants you to obtain and enjoy His salvation as a gift. If you tried to earn it by your efforts, you could not, simply because you don't deserve it. But if you ask God to save you, He will do so gladly. Why? Because He loves you. Salvation by grace does not proceed from you. It is unmerited favor. Salvation, if you are thinking, saved from what? Salvation is to be delivered from the power and captivity of sin and from the love of sin, which will destroy anybody's life. Saved from the practice of sin, because you will be set free. God can set you free. Salvation from paying the penalty for all your sins, everything you've done wrong. Salvation also restores you to receive God's favor and have a personal relationship with God. You can gain the favor of God and salvation through faith in Him and what He has done for you through Jesus Christ's death and the resurrection. How can I receive this salvation as a gift from God? Let me demonstrate God's gift of grace through a story. There once was a poor and hungry woman. While she was tired from walking, she saw a garden full of fruits. She tried to pay the gardener some money to sell her some fruits, but he refused the money. Each time she attempted to buy the fruit, her offer was refused. But the woman continued to plead with the gardener to take her money. Then one day the prince, the king's son, overheard the woman begging. After he learned the situation, the kind prince told the woman, "Lady, my father, the king, owns this garden and everything you can see here. He is not a merchant and does not need your money. You cannot buy his fruit, but he will give it to you freely if you merely ask and believe in his free gift." The woman joyfully accepted the king's gracious offer. Then the prince picked an abundance of the most perfect fruit, ripe, of course, and gave the woman all she needed. My friend, God knows that we are unable to save ourselves. Because of His deep and amazing love toward us, He offers us salvation as a gift. Listen carefully to what the Word of God tells us in the Bible. "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." You read this beautiful promise in Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. My friend, you need a savior because you are in danger of being separated from God. You are separated from God now, and you will be separated from God forever if you don't accept God's gracious offer. Now, here on earth, Satan uses so many things to make you focus just on work, people, entertainment, car, travel, TV, movies, house. Satan uses anything he can to distract you and blind you from your dangerous position, which is being separated from God. Even if you said a few prayers, that will not make you acceptable to God. Satan blind you from the salvation of God, which you desperately need. You are in danger, my friend, because you are a sinner. Neither you or I are perfect. We made and make many mistakes. We violated God's law and violated our conscience many, many times. We need to be saved from the justice and wrath of God that we all deserve for our selfish lifestyle. And the fact is, you and I can't do anything to have our sins blotted out. We need to be saved also from feeling guilty. Grace. You need God's grace. The Quran many times emphasizes mercy, but grace transcends mercy. Grace showers the sinner, you and me, with God's affection, even though we deserve God's punishment. You must believe that your salvation can only happen because of the achievement of God's grace, the free favor of God. It does not depend on your own worth or holiness. You can't do anything to earn it. Your part is to boldly accept and confidently trust in God's free grace, although you and I are unworthy of it. It is a foolish pride to try to depend on your work to be saved. God is stretching out his strong arm to reconcile you to himself. When you put your faith in Jesus, God does not desire to punish you. Believe me, according to the word of God in the Bible, God does not want you to be punished for your iniquities. God is offering to deliver you. God so loved the world, so loved that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but will have eternal life. The sovereign love and free grace of God are the source of salvation. This salvation will be applied, given to your soul by the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit the moment you place your trust in Jesus, that he died to pay the penalty for all the sins that you committed and you repent. My friend, faith simply means believe. Believe in your mind to the truth of the Word of God. Also, God is the one who enabled you to hear this message and to hear about his grace and to hear about Jesus. He even gives you the ability to believe. This is so personal, my friend, personal invitation. Don't take it lightly. Go to God right now with a humble heart and soul. Ask him to make you participant of his free gift. Pray with me. Please, I beg you, this is the most important decision, prayer you can ever make. God, yes, I want you to be my Father, God. Yes, I want to repent. God, I receive your grace now. I believe that Jesus died to pay the penalty for my sins. Jesus, you are my Savior. God, save me from my sins and the consequences of my sins. Thank you for Jesus, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who is Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho, on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. If you pray this prayer, please contact me. I want to send you some free materials and I want to rejoice with you. God's grace with you until we meet again.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.